Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has agreed to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang and do so by May to discuss ending the North's threatening nuclear program. Mr. Kim expressed his desire to meet with Trump, Mr. Trump, through South Korean National Security Advisor Chung Ying-yong.
And he expressed his eagerness to meet President Trump as soon as possible. President Trump appreciated the briefing and said he would meet Kim Jong-un by May to achieve permanent denuclearization.
Chung has been in Washington to brief U.S. officials on his talks this week in Pyongyang. President Trump has signed proclamations imposing 25% tariffs on steel coming into this country and 10% tariffs on imported aluminum. Amid fears of a trade war, Mr. Trump declared the dumping of steel and aluminum in the United States as an assault on our country.
Our industries have been targeted for years and years, decades, in fact, by unfair foreign trade practices leading to the shuttered plants and mills, the laying off of millions of workers, and the decimation of entire communities. And that's going to stop, right? It's going to stop.
President Trump boasted last week that trade wars are, in his words, good and easy to win. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to Africa 2 months after President Trump reported derogatory comments about the continent. Tillerson said promoting peace and security, development and trade and good governance part of the U.S. plan for Africa. This is VOA News.